know what we're going to talk about today? Let me ask you a question. Was there a time in your life before life had gotten in the way and you got busy, crazy, and headed off in a certain direction, maybe without even thinking about it? Was there a time when you had maybe different plans or different ideas or different actions you took every single day? My guess is yes. We'll chat about that today because it's pretty much a constant state for me to remember where I was so I can keep going where I wanted to go. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move physically, emotionally, mentally, doesn't really matter. It's just when you move something. If you sit around and do nothing, nothing happens. It's the result of that. Nothing sometimes is, sometimes doing nothing, like I talked about yesterday, is a great action to do. But still, at some point, you got to move yourself into action to get what you want. And usually life will get in the way. We'll talk about that a lot today. But as long as you stand up, take a step and repeat, you can get there, can't you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Grateful to have you here today. If you haven't joined me at our Facebook group, you should. I had some really neat stuff that showed up last night. Really neat posts. Cool people. I mean, the rule over there, number one rule is be nice and be cool. And man, people are. If you're looking for a positive place, our folks are, you know, if you share something with them that you need some help with, they jump in and help you out. They give you positive comments. It's cool stuff. We watch it pretty closely, but we don't have to. It's just good people. So if you're into Facebook, you like that kind of thing, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and say hi to me. I'm hanging out there a little bit here and there. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So this is a constant for me, and this is probably a constant for you in terms of life getting in the way. I'm a busy dude. And when I say a busy dude, I mean a busy guy that's always dreaming and thinking. It doesn't take much to get me off in a different direction. It doesn't take much for me to get creative. I was in the sauna yesterday at the gym, and I had my headphones on, listening to some cool music, and suddenly I was I was like creating, I had a stage presentation. I want to use this for a stage presentation. It does not take long for me to go into that mode and stay there. And if you get to know me a little bit, like a lot of you do over the years, you know, I haven't changed a whole lot. I get out of bed in the morning, expecting life to get in the way and remembering all the times it has in the past and always remembering, well, what really makes Scott Scott? What does Scott like to do? If Scott's going to do what Scott's going to do, like you're going to do what you're going to do, then what is that that I like to do and should be doing? Because nobody wants to work really, really hard at something they don't like doing. That gives you stress. But everybody wants to work it hard at something they love doing. That's called passion. So the whole goal of this program today is to get you to think about a time when maybe your thoughts were filled with dreams and ambitions. When they were, it was pretty cool what was happening. Because you just believed anything is possible. A lot of us lived our early lives that way. Kids do that all the time. I think there's a point in time, the innocence of childhood, which I just believe you maintain as long as you possibly can and then some. And then if you're really smart, you become an adult and you say, well, I'm going back to the kid thing. But most kids have that in their early life. Big dreamers. I know that and still am. And the real world then comes around and splits as you go off to college, you go off and get a job, you start building your family. So there are two areas that happen. First off, before life gets in the way. Anything is possible when that happens, before life gets in the way. Anything is possible. You can do whatever you want to do, and you probably felt that way. It's a beautiful time. You can run as fast as you want to toward your goals, even if your parents disagree, right? It's a neat time to be there when you just get out of bed and anything is possible. Now, I honestly, my head is that way most days. I am usually surprised when life gets in the way, when something happens. I'm like, wait a second, I had this idea, I wanted to go do it, why can't I do it? And then there's after. After life gets in the way. So instead of being anything is possible, it's anything was possible. Life is good, right? But is it exactly what you expected it to be? Your parents probably would have said, I told you so. I told you you couldn't do the things you wanted to do. I would not have listened. I have a track record going back 40 years now of not listening and taking a chance and going off in another direction and doing the things so much to the point that I don't have much of a bucket list left. I'm working on my new bucket list now because I've just kind of done just about everything. How about you? Where are you now? How old are you now? What are you doing? I know some people have kids, some people have jobs. You're in places in life where you have to kind of postpone things for a little while. There's no doubt that we have to kind of take what's important and focus on that. And a lot of folks, you know, when their kids go off to college, will, you know, decide, okay, it's my turn again. That happens. But what if you, when you were 18, you said it was my turn forever and you kept thinking that way? Life would be really different, but you can do that right now. What if it's possible to remember what you wanted and why you wanted it? What if you could use this foundation of wisdom that you have right now, this foundation of experience that you have right now, and combine it to get what you want? What if it's possible to look back on every dream, every desire you ever had, assuming you still want to do it? Some things are silly kid stuff and you don't want to do that anymore. Let that stuff go. A lot of folks hang on to that stuff and you shouldn't just. But if there's something that's been on you forever that you'd really want to do or be, then why not look at it from an angle of, wait, I'm grown up now. I have a lot of wisdom and experience. I kind of know my way around this rodeo. Let me see if I can get myself a good horse and get out there and earn the t-shirt. That could and would be a brand new life, wouldn't it? Wait, is it possible? I think you know it is. I think right now there are people that I can think of while I'm chatting with you right now that would be, what's the term, down in the dumps? Not motivated, feeling trapped. I can tell you one thing. It doesn't matter what you do, no matter how big it is. It doesn't matter. It's going to take time. If you want to get out of debt, I know it feels really, really terrible right now to do that. But you know what? If you start heading that direction in a year or two or three, however long it's going to take, you're out of debt. If you want to get a new job, I don't know how long it's going to take, but in amount of time, you're going to get a good job. It's going to take longer than you think. And sometimes you look at the stuff you love to do, the dreams, ambitions. I'm getting told I can't do this. I think that every single day. And then I go, no. And I fight back. Reinvent myself continually. It's just who I am. It's how I live. It's how I roll. I'm never going to change. Don't apologize for it. My funeral is going to be fun. I'll invite you. We're going to have a big slideshow. PowerPoint. Why not? So think about that today. No PowerPoints at my funeral. Not going to happen. And by the way, you can't bring your cell phone in. And I'm going to require a password at the door to get in. That's it. I'm just saying, we're going to make it different. If I were to ask you, what was your life like before life got in the way? And is it possible, because it is possible, is it possible that you could remember back on those dreams and ambitions and desires that you had and use what you know today and sit down and say, you know what? I got this. I could recreate the new version of who I am today, and I can do it as soon as I think about doing it. While it may take some time to live entirely, you will be on your way. And I'll make you this promise. I don't think it takes much more than you moving in that direction, just beginning to say, this is who I feel like I am, and I'm going to begin to make the change. I think that's all you need. As long as you continue a little itty-bitty change every single day, you're going to be happy. I cannot live otherwise. I just realized this show is kind of all about me, but then again, if you follow me for anything, follow me for that, is that I keep the dreams and ambitions live and I get out of bed every single morning and go, okay, what was I dreaming of? What do I want? Is it working out? Let's go after it. And if not, I make a change. I just keep going and that's my life. So maybe that could be yours too. Not saying it isn't right now, but why not? Okay, let me get out of here. Tomorrow, another spectacular show. I hope. We'll see. I kind of, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. Scott's going to do what Scott's going to do. Scott Logic's going to fly out of my mouth and we're not going to edit. We're just going to go forward and see what happens. If tomorrow's not spectacular, we'll do it the next day. It'll happen eventually. I promise. It's about 80% probability. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook is where you find me. Stop on by. Say hello. I'll see you.